Good morning. Let's talk about the Tennessee Titans, the fourth member of the AFC South division that we will play. As you look at their schedule in their season, a couple of things jump right out at me. First, they won their opener against Kansas City in Kansas City. They lost a very close game to the Cleveland Browns mid-schedule. They defeated the Jacksonville Jaguars by a very close score mid-schedule. They lost to the Redskins on a field goal, right? Again, end of game. They played Pittsburgh in a very good game. Everyone saw that. It was a Monday night game. Highly, highly competitive game. They had a 24-13 lead in that game. Pittsburgh came roaring back. They rushed the ball very well. But it was a game in which I think everybody saw the way in which Tennessee's defensive package was highly, highly pressure-oriented. And they are. They're an outstanding pressure football team. They are a football team that has, on offense, three young players that are making outstanding contributions. And Mettenberger, the young quarterback, was a sixth-round pick. Taylor Lewan, the left tackle, athletic left tackle from Michigan, that was taken in the first round. And Bishop Sankey, the running back, who was the starting running back, and a cast of very good runners in Sean Green, McCluster, Dexter McCluster, and Leon Washington. All you see them all participate in game to game. They also feature Delanie Walker, the outstanding tight end, the receiving tight end, Chance Warmack, the right guard, and Kendall Wright, who was having an outstanding year as, again, one of their outstanding receivers. Their defense is led by Jarrell Casey, an outstanding rush defender up front. Derek Morgan, Jason McCourty is having an outstanding year. You can't help but miss noticing him on tape. And the two inside backers, Woodyard and the rookie Williamson, and also Griffin, the safety, do an outstanding job. Their special teams outfit, they have outstanding name returners in Dexter McCluster, as I mentioned, on punt returns, Leon Washington on punt returns, Leon Washington and Sankey on kickoff returns, Brett Kern, the outstanding punter, and Ryan Succop, who has done a nice job, 5 for 5 from 30 to 39, 4 of 6 from 40 to 49. So we prepare ourselves for a team, which is a good thing in a way, again, a team from the AFC South division that we don't know very well. So we have to dive in and really work hard at understanding this team and what they're all about and what they're capable of doing. Our football team, who we're very very much interested in, number one, first and foremost, being our team and how our team goes about their business. I'll just mention to you that Rashad Jennings will not practice today. James Brewer will not practice. Mark Herzlich will not practice. But Cullen Jenkins, Jaquan Williams, Justin Pugh, they will practice today. So we'll have an opportunity to see those guys on the field again, and hopefully we'll get some of these others back toward the end of the week. As we mentioned, the IRs of yesterday, Jeff Schwartz, Robert Ayers, Terrell Manning, Adam Snyder, Matthias Kiwanuka, the only one of those that will not have surgery is Robert Ayers. So, what can I do for you this morning?
You have so many guys in and out of the lineup. What's the message now that you try to...
What do you mean in and out of the lineup? Well, that's the game. You know, we had a couple from that were held over that end up having to have surgery that did not play in the game, and then three that did. The message is keep fighting. That's what the message has been all along. And the message is we've gotten the game into a position where the critical aspect of the game was on the line. Someone has to make a play, or somebody, some group, some people collectively have to make a play for us to win. So the message is, quite frankly, that we're going to continue to work. We're going to continue to support one another. We're going to fight as hard as we possibly can, prepare as possibly as well as we possibly can, and that's the message. And the other message is opportunity. Guys who come along who have a chance at this point of the season to perform, to play, and they go into games and have an opportunity to participate at this level when perhaps they had no snaps coming in before. Now they're going to get snaps, and they have a chance to prove their ability, not only to the New York Giants, but to the entire NFL.
Tom, in your entire coaching career, have you ever put five guys on IR in one day?
No. Well, what it was is, as I mentioned, you know, like with Matthias, we were afraid it was going to come to this, and so we had some inclination. But those that came out of the game, obviously, you go into the game thinking these guys are going to be able to continue to play, and most unfortunate. Feel badly for any player who has his heart and soul in what he's doing, and is denied that because of an injury. Feel badly for them. And then again, we speak to the opportunity that comes to the next in line.
Tom, when you view the situation.
Now, we've had a lot of next in lines, I will say that.
How do you view the situation as a whole? 20 guys. I mean, last year you also had a ton of guys. Is it just luck? I mean, with these injuries, and when you're talking about guys, you know, tearing.
You're asking me for a comment that, you know, has miffed me forever. You know, why does it happen? We've jumped even further into the science of staying healthy in terms of what we've done this year with our soft tissue stuff. And as you can see, it hasn't been that. It hasn't been the soft tissue. It's been the injuries, the surgical repairs, the things that have knocked people completely out of the game. So, you know, I wish I had an answer for you. You know, lots of people want to go on and on about, do we have enough off season? You know, I think that might be a legitimate something to bring up at some point in time. But, you know, we offer no excuses, and we certainly have always maintained that position. As I said, feel bad for the guys that are hurt. It is the nature of our business, unfortunately, and we push forward.
Tom, when you talk about opportunity, could you talk about the way Larry Donnell has responded to his opportunity? Obviously, we can't forget the fumble Sunday, but in general, how has he responded?
Well, he's obviously a young guy coming literally out of nowhere that is talented, that quite frankly, we're trying to get more out of. We're trying to make him the best player he can possibly be. We want to see him step up in the areas that are not natural for him. The blocking areas, for example, and obviously ball security. We thought we have one aspect of it, the stripping, you know, which we attacked, and he's done a pretty good job with that. But the nature of a tall, tight end, a young man who understands that people go for the lower legs when a guy is that high cut and tall, but the instinctive thing to put your hand out when you're on your way down, when you got the ball in that hand, is maybe not a good idea. I don't think anybody is interested in surgical repairs. So I just put that one way off to the side. You know, I understand what you're asking, but you're asking me if it's a losing mentality, and I'm saying to you that I don't see that. I don't see that on this team. I don't. I think once we find out exactly what the nature of the scope tells us, then that'll be the time. Quite frankly, you know, over the weekend there wasn't time, so.
Jeff Schwartz will need surgery.
Excuse me?
Will Jeff Schwartz need surgery?
I think he does. Say. Yeah, I think he does.
On the ankle.
I understand he's let everybody know that. Yeah. According to Mr. Hanlon. He's going to practice, limited, like he's been.
The shoulder's a new thing from the game on Sunday.
That was from the game, yes.
And then McClain is also on here.
Yeah, McClain's going to do some work. I'll see how far it goes. He probably won't get a full practice, but he's a tough kid. He wants to work.
Tom, with what frequency on game days have you seen the best of what Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie can be because of all the injuries? At what points
has
he been?
I was so excited in the preseason, and I was so excited during camp, and so excited at the beginning. But quite frankly, you haven't seen, you know, because of the restrictions that he's had and the physical restrictions that have been placed on him, but due to injury, you really haven't. You know, he tries to go now. Give the guy credit. He wants to play. He wants to play. But for one thing or another, he gets in the game, and then, you know, he ends up either like with the shoulder now or the back. You know, you can imagine the collisions, and all of a sudden the back begins to be an issue again.
Tom, is there any thought of shutting him down at this point?
Hasn't been talked. I think he just wants to play. I hope you don't mind if I go to practice now.
We got one more question, Coach.
Could I just ask you one more about Larry? Just, you know, as you say, he sort of came out of nowhere.
No, I shouldn't have said it that way. To the league he has. He's been around here for a while, and obviously we've seen talent in the spring or in training camp.
I mean, because of his circumstances, is there a lot more upside with him?
I think there's upside. I do.
Tom, as far as DeMontre Moore is concerned.
This is the one question? Yeah, thank you. You're welcome.
That's the one.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Because he's been asleep for most of this. Go ahead.
No, he's been observing.
DeMontre Moore, assumed, would get more time now with Kiwi down. Is he physically big enough for the position that he has been asked to play?
Well, he coming out of camp, he had gotten his weight up. He dips a little bit and then comes back up. But he's got long arms, you know. He's got long arms. And this will be a nice opportunity for him.